now the city would like to move to our current business item 4F. The mediation with Adams County Fire District number 5. And with us, we have the city's attorney, Hillary Evans, who's going to have a discussion about the CR2A agreement. Hillary?
Good evening, Mayor and Council. As you all know, the city mediated with the fire district on the 25th. Present were the finance director, the mayor, and myself, and we mediated with Judge Learned, Kathleen Learned, who was a judge for many years. We started out the mediation day well. She spent almost an hour with us getting our perspective on everything. She went back to the fire district, and the fire district made an offer that included the concept of annexation. After a full day of back and forth, we were able to negotiate what you see before you in the CR2A agreement that was included in your packet. Essentially, it outlined several deal points that provide a discount for the city for the next 2 years on the 2018 fire services agreement. And in addition, and in exchange for that, essentially, the city will approve and, well, consider and, if approved, support an annexation. One question that I know is going to be asked is, if the city council considers and does not approve an annexation, what happens? The answer is we default back to our regularly scheduled 2018 negotiated price, which, as we've discussed, is a very, very high number. In mediation, the mayor and Spencer and I all pushed hard to get any sort of discount on the contract price from the district. They were not willing to give us a negotiated discount without the annexation option. So what you see before you is the best and really only offer that we were able to get. The mayor signed the CR2A on the day, agreeing to recommend it to council and bring it before you tonight. You have three options before you, essentially, and I'm happy to answer questions about the deal points. I know you didn't receive it until this weekend, but essentially you could take your time, review it, and consider it at your next meeting. You could move to approve or you could move to reject it. If you move to approve it tonight, the city council is not obligated to approve annexation. You are obligated to consider annexation before your before September 24th, which I believe is a September 23rd meeting deadline. And as I said before, if you consider it and do not approve annexation under this agreement, you would not receive the benefit of the discount outlined in the CR2A agreement. And just for everyone's information, CR2A is a court rule that allows for agreements in mediation as a binding contract. But as discussed, it is not a binding contract until the council has approved it. So with that, I'm happy to answer any questions about the mediation itself, the agreement, or next steps.
City Council, you have some questions for Hillary? Do you like the agreement?
I don't find anything in this agreement that I like, other than obviously the reduced terms, but I mean, the reduced contract rate, but there's nothing else in here. I'm not for, especially giving away all the city equipment, the city building, the city property, allowing the county to tax the people of the city of Othello an additional amount. I'm not for this at all. I see nothing in there that I'm in agreement with.
Does anybody else have any comments?
I feel the same way. To me, it looks like the citizens are going to be paying more than we are now. I don't know. It's pay more, and if we're just getting the same service, that's not something. That I like.
So I do want to correct one thing that Richard said about the equipment and the building. He said that the taxpayers would be taxed twice. It's not true. The citizens of Othello, through the taxes here, paid for that equipment separately as a part of this agreement. The city would turn over all of the equipment, all of the apparatus, and all the building in one way or another to the district, and the citizens have already paid for it in the city. County residents haven't paid for it, and so I just wanted to point that part out. Is there any other comments? So, have three choices tonight. We can either accept this CR2A agreement, we can reject the CR2A agreement, or we can consider it and make a decision at another time. What do you want to do, City Council?
Do you want a motion?
I
make a motion to reject the CR2 agreement for the annexation of the City of Othello into Adams County Fire District 5 and continue working towards running our own fire department.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Okay. Now we're going to move to item 5, which is unfinished business. City Council, do you have any unfinished business tonight?
So actually I have a question. Oh, so I see they painted a lot of the interior streets today, the residential streets today. And I've seen the markings down on at Lions Park. I know here a couple meetings ago, we added to Public Works budget to have the parking lines painted differently. With the tabs that they put on there, they've completely changed the lines over. And what I want to know is, how are they going to run those parking lines and all that? It looks to me like they're going to run the parking lines on the south side of the street because of the way the roads moved.
They'll be at an angle.
Yeah.
They're angle parking it.
Right. But so the south side of the street down there is very wide. The north side, it's very narrow. And it looks like to me, if you put the parking on the north side, on the north side, there's not going to be enough room to drive through there. If you put it on the south side, then people are going to have to park and then cross traffic. And I think if that's the way it's being done, it's backwards.
Yeah, I'll check with Robin tomorrow and I'll get a report. I'll report back to the council.
We got it.
Mayor, I'd like to pitch in here a little bit. Lucky I happen to be here. I went out and marked the center line for that road. It looks way out of proportion due to the curvature of the road, how the current parking angles and is currently at a V. It looks like the whole road has shifted. It's currently about 18 and a half, almost 19 feet for parking on either side with 10-foot lanes. It'll be tight for our busy weekends, 4th of July, Cinco de Mayo, but on any other occasion, it'll be just fine. It's just gonna take some time getting used to. There's currently, for those bigger weekends, parallel parking on the south side of Pine Street. All the parking stalls are going in at 75 degree angles with the flow of traffic. So all cars be able to.
So are we gonna have that on both sides?
Both sides.
Oh, awesome, okay. Yeah.
We're getting an extra 20 to 30 spaces, some more ADA stalls. If we wanna do any kind of thermoplastic crosswalks, we'll have to consider doing sidewalk on the south side. There's no sidewalk at all, but that is an option we can look into. But right now we're just kind of adding stalls, but we have to shift the lane to do so.
Awesome.
Yeah. And that will get our speeds down from the 30, 40 that we have down to the mark 20. We'll see how it goes.
Mark 20.
I have one thing that I keep forgetting to bring up. The light in front of the dollar store. It's gone.
What's the plan?
I'm getting that back.
Hit by
I think
car.
That's just a yeah. I think that's just a getting it on the schedule and getting it completed. Isn't that right, Cameron?
Got a project to do from 2nd Avenue to 7th Avenue, all new decorative lights. I do believe we bought two extra lights for backups and replacements, so there should be one of those at Public Works. I'm just not sure what the schedule is on that, whether we need electrical work done or we just need to put a new pole up and pour a new pad. That would be a question for Robin.
You would have to pour a new pad? I mean, the post is there, the base.
Oh, the concrete is there.
Yeah,
okay.
It's there.
I knew there was one that they had to pull the entire section of concrete out. I think that might have been further down. I wasn't sure. So, yeah.
So these things are getting, there's two of them that have been hit?
Oh, yeah.
Trunks have hit them.
Do we have coverage for that kind of stuff?
Well, we get it from the person who hit the pole.
Good.
Yeah. Any other unfinished business? Is there any new business tonight? Okay, hearing none, I'll move to item 7, where the council will receive the public department head report for Public Works and the legislative report for July. And with no further business to come before the council, we'll adjourn at 7:44 p.m.